Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 3. They all felt a peculiar feeling of the world shifting around them. Bob, who was fond of Broadway musicals, felt like he was in one of the productions with movable sets, where the stage suddenly seemed to expand and become a new set in front of your eyes. Mercedes thought of the first time she'd taken communion, and the sensation of being filled with something holy and special, yet everything remaining the same around her. Jim, who had experienced the change between the physical world and the spirit world before, could feel the difference very clearly. Instead of drifting into the other world, floating and calmly arriving in a copy of his own bedroom, this time he clearly felt that his body was going with him. The walls of the office became shadowy and transparent, and finally vanished completely. They stood and sat in what looked like a small square filled with people. In the middle of it was a bubbling fountain. Jim recognized the place immediately. It was the place that functioned as a kind of common area in the spirit world, and it was where he had fought the Soul Eater. The people in the crowd around them noticed them at once, pulling back from them and giving them suspicious and curious looks. Jim scanned the crowd for a familiar face, but couldn't find one. Mercedes, Charlie, and Bob, who were new to dimensional travel, huddled closer together. But Andrew took one step forward. His eyes lit up with a mad hope.
"Feline!"
he shouted, and used the words he had heard Jim use before.
"Feline Swarovski, come to me. If you can hear me, come to me. Can you hear me?"
Jim turned his head and looked at his partner. He had feared that something like this would happen, but hadn't had the time to properly talk to Andrew about it. Now he regretted not taking the time.
"Andrew, stop that! Feline!"
Andrew called again, looking over the people that now pulled back even further. Jim grabbed him by the arm.
"Andrew, I'm serious. Stop it. She won't answer you." "Why not? She's a spirit, right? She's dead, so she's here somewhere."
"No, she's not." Jim shook his arm again.
"Why do you think I didn't offer to call her up for you to say goodbye? Don't you think I'd like to give her and you that opportunity, no matter how terrible I would feel, seeing a friend as a spirit? But she's not here. She's not... how do I put this? She wasn't human, Andrew. This place is the human spirit world."
"Are you saying Feline didn't have a soul?" Andrew asked, his eyes angry.
"No, I'm not. I'm saying that I was there when she died, and I didn't see her spirit leave her body. I've never been able to see the spirits of animals, but they must be just as real as the ones people have. Who knows? Maybe she's in some other parallel spirit world that I don't have access to. I've got no idea. But I know one thing. She's not here. And the more you keep yelling, the more these spirits are going to think we're weird and scary." Andrew coughed, and Jim could see tears in his eyes.
When you told me your plan, I thought we could... that she would be...
"Believe me, I thought about that as well. But she's not here. I hope she did go on to something better. But no matter what, she's not here. But we've got bigger fish to fry right now. We have to put aside our own problems and focus on Anderson. Can you focus?"
"Yes. Yes, I can." Andrew wiped his eyes. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I would probably have done the same in your place.
Jim looked at the other three.
Are you guys all right? Breathe, okay? We're here in physical form, so you need to.
Charlie and Mercedes tried visibly to relax, but Bob raised his hand and pointed.
And speaking of physical, apparently your little wishing girl has decided to dip her toes.
Huyana had walked to the fountain while Jim and Andrew had spoken and now climbed up on the edge of it. A few of the people who sat on the benches around it moved away from her, making it easier for her to climb.
Why are they scared of us? Charlie said.
Are we weird-looking?
Maybe because we're alive. That's by definition weird in a world of the dead, I think,
Mercedes said.
Okay, everybody stick together. Come on,
Jim said, and headed for the fountain where Huyana had now put both feet into the water.
You're going to get your shoes wet, honey,
Mercedes said, before realizing that Huyana could wish her shoes and socks dry in an instant if she wanted. When they reached the fountain, Jim sat down and closed his eyes for a moment.
What are you doing? Andrew asked.
Calling Mary Louise. I should have done it before we crossed over, but I didn't know where we'd appear.
He concentrated.
Mary Louise, can you hear me? He whispered. If you can, come to me.
They could hear a kind of whisper move through the crowd as Jim began his summoning.
They recognize him, Mercedes thought. They know him as a human who summons them, and now they see him in the flesh in their world. It must be so weird for them. It must be like when we humans see a ghost.
Mary Louise,
Jim called again, but before he could complete the sentence, the crowd parted a little. A blonde little girl approached him and held out her arms. Jim stopped talking and held his own arms out, and the girl ran up to him and embraced him. Mercedes, who remembered the photos of the girl's grisly death at the hand of Michael, couldn't help but smile as the girl hugged Jim. It was good to see her, if not alive and well, then at least the closest analog to it.
Could you hear me calling? Jim said.
The girl shook her head.
No. When you're in here, you can't call me like you can from outside. But I was sort of waiting for you to come.
She gestured to three other spirits who now approached them.
And so were they.
Jim put the girl down and faced the new spirits, two men and a woman. He remembered them from when he had been in the spirit world last year, when he had discovered that Anderson was still active. The first man stepped forward and looked at him with a serious expression.
What exactly is your business here, Mr. Corrigan? You and your friends don't belong in this realm.
I know, and believe me, we'll be out of here as fast as we can. We're just here to take care of one single problem, and I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about.
The first man nodded.
After constructing the wall, we haven't had any problems with...
Oh, come on!
Mary Louise said, making Jim turn his head to look at her. She stomped her foot on the ground.
You guys said it yourself! You're scared of him! You're scared because the policeman and all those other people didn't become spirits in here, but were sucked outside of the wall. You're scared because you don't know how he does it.
The man looked at Mary Louise with an angry expression, but didn't answer.
Out of the mouth of babes, huh, buddy? Jim said.
Like I said, we're not here for anyone other than Anderson.
You killed a spirit.
The woman spoke up and pointed at the device Andrew held in his hand.
We all felt what you did. That thing killed a spirit out in the physical world.
That's right, Andrew said, stepping forward. We killed him. And if you're going to have issues with a killer getting his just reward,
Don't finish that sentence, Andrew, Jim whispered.
The woman froze, but she never took her eyes off the device.
What my partner is trying to say, Jim said, is that the spirit we killed was not only a killer himself, but gathering souls for Anderson. He killed one of my oldest living friends and tried to do the same to Bob here, who defended himself and killed the body the spirit had possessed. He would have killed us all if he had the opportunity. Whatever happened was well deserved.
You don't have jurisdiction to decide who lives and who dies in the spirit world, the woman said, raising her voice.
When someone kills my friends, and the law won't or can't touch the killer, I'll do whatever I damn well have to. You people haven't done anything about Anderson. He's been building his strength out there in the woods, while you just built a wall and cowered behind it.
Jim's tone had grown gradually colder, and he looked the woman straight in the eyes.
We'll take care of him now, once and for all, and be out of your hair. I hope you're not going to stop us from doing that.
And if we do? The second man said.
When I was young, I lived in mob-controlled Chicago, and there was a saying popular with mobsters back then. It's a nice place you have here. It would be a shame if something happened to it. Do we understand each other?
Did he just threaten them? Charlie whispered.
If not, I'd call it pretty aggressive negotiations, Bob whispered back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The two men and the woman all took a step back. They talked amongst themselves for a few seconds before the woman again faced Jim.
Despite your motives, the murder of a spirit is a serious business for us, and we must act accordingly.
So, you're saying we're going back to you guys not talking to me? You know what? That's a price I'm willing to pay to get rid of Anderson.
We're saying you should not return to the spirit world, and that you should destroy your horrible weapon. It could have dangerous implications for one world to kill beings from another.
Oh, you mean like Anderson's been doing, Jim said. Don't you see that by standing in our way, you're allowing him to kill off living beings as he sees fit and removing their spirits? Apparently, my friend has been sucked out there to feed whatever it is he's doing, robbed of the chance of any kind of afterlife. How is that fair? And what if Anderson returns to life, as he's been planning for so long? What are you going to do then?
The three spirits again spoke amongst themselves. Mercedes looked over at Huyana, who was busy splashing in the fountain. She put her head back and drank some of the water cascading through the air. After several moments of talk, the second man spoke.
We see your point. As an offer of goodwill, we will allow you to pass through the spirit world to the forest and do what you must. In return, you must promise to destroy the weapon when your battle is done.
When the threat from Anderson is over, and I'm sure he's been taken care of, then I'll be glad to smash it to atoms. You have my word.
The three spirits stepped back in one coordinated motion that looked like a dance step. They all raised their hand and pointed to the horizon.
Go then, they said in unison.
Thanks. Jim turned and looked at his friends. All right, guys, we're moving out. Huyana, out of the pool.
Mary Louise came back to his side and looked up at him.
Do you need me to take you to the place we saw him?
Yes. If you can take us to the edge of the forest, that would be good. But I don't want you getting close. It's bad enough I'm bringing one kid into the line of fire.
Mary Louise nodded her head towards Huyana, who now climbed out of the fountain, completely dry in an instant.
She's coming with you?
She's special, and we need her powers. She's the reason we came in here like this. But I'm not at all fond of the idea, believe me.
So, what's the plan?
Bob said.
What's going to happen?
We're going to be led to another place in the spirit world. Outside the wall, so to speak.
Actually, that's exactly what it is, Mary Louise said. It's this way, to the gate.
When Jim had last followed Mary Louise around the spirit world, the travel time had been next to nothing. They had disappeared from one place and appeared at another. This time they had to walk, and Mercedes had a hard time keeping Huyana from running off when something exciting appeared. Andrew still looked disappointed, but tried to keep his face straight. He had a job to do, and it would feel good to give Anderson payback for the pain he'd felt.
Bob kept almost silent as they walked. He still thought about how it had felt to kill the Zodiac, and wondered if he could do something like that again. It had felt like the Zodiac had been personal, but Bob had no quarrel as such with Anderson, not directly at least. He was, however, aware that Anderson had sent the Zodiac to kill him, and he wanted to help Jim make sure something like this never happened again. Mercedes and Charlie kept mostly busy with Huyana, but Charlie looked around once in a while, still trying to comprehend that he was in another world. It looked a lot like the one he knew. There were houses, streets, and people walking around, but he could tell from the colors, the designs, and the odd way the surroundings tended to shift and change at a moment's notice that it wasn't his own Earth. He felt a little out of his depth and squeezed Mercedes' hand frequently as to make sure she was still there. After walking for what felt like an hour, they came to an open space in front of a gigantic gray wall that made Charlie think of the ice wall in Game of Thrones. It seemed to go on and on when you looked up, stretching into the clouds. There was no visible gate in the wall. It was one smooth surface.
Here we are,
Mary Louise gestured to the wall.
Charming.
Jim scratched his head as he surveyed the monumental construct.
So, how do we get outside it? I don't see any door or gate.
You have to need it to be there. Come on, follow me.
Mary Louise walked forward until she stood right in front of the wall. She moved her hand over the surface, and suddenly the wall parted in two, creating a passage wide enough to walk through in single file.
Like this. Let's hurry through. It might not react to you guys since you're not spirits, so I'll go last.
Jim walked into the passage, followed by Andrew, Bob, Mercedes, and Charlie, who lifted Huyana up and carried her. Mary Louise walked last, and as she moved through the opening, it closed behind her. When they emerged on the other side, they stood in a place Jim remembered, the street that sloped toward the edge of the dark forest where Anderson had lived last time he was here.
Okay, this is as far as you go, Mary Louise, Jim said, swinging his sword down from his back and unsheathing it. From here on, it's just us.
Mary Louise looked disappointed, but nodded her understanding.
Please, when you come back to your own world, would you call me so I know you made it okay?
Of course.
Jim gave the girl a one-armed hug and looked at his other friends.
So, this is it. From now on, Anderson can come at us anytime. Stick together and don't wander off. Who's got the weapon?
Still me, Andrew said. Pull it out and keep it ready.
Sure, but if it's all the same to you, I'd rather not have to miss a lot of shots, considering what it takes out of me every time.
Right, but still, keep it ready. Charlie and Mercedes, stay with Huyana. She's our ticket home.
And me? Bob said. I'm not exactly the big, burly fighter type.
I know. I don't want you on the front line either. But we know the device works with the two of you. So if something happens to Andrew, you're up.
Right. Bob sighed. Man, I hope my gray hairs will look distinguished.
Jim raised the sword in front of him. This was the moment of truth, and he just hoped he could go through with his plan, even if it hurt to do so. Let's go.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.